Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is the Common Sense Club. I am your host, Leon Francis. 855-200-1776. Get you live, on air, into the conversation. How about those bison? The thundering herd, man. Here's a little fun fact. In case you didn't know, and I'm positive everyone in my listening audience probably already knows this, but it's a fun fact anyway. Since September of 2012, the NDSU football and NDSU basketball, men's basketball, are 58-3 at home. That's the strength of the bison herd, man. That's pretty cool. And they are Frisco bound. And Scott Annan is going to be out there broadcasting live. I am so envious. But, you know. Anyway, I wish I could be in Frisco and enjoying the festivities, but, you know, I got to work. There you go. It is cold out, and that should come as no surprise. Tioga, you folks have a wind chill advisory. It's going to remain in effect until noon today. Wind chill values around 35 below zero. And if you're in Fargo today, wind chill warning in effect until noon today. And the wind chill values are 40 to 50 below zero. A little not so fun fact this weekend, and this is for all you iPhone users out there. This weekend, I witnessed this accident. A young kid, too. She couldn't have been older than, like, maybe 17, 18 years old. One of those tiny little souls, soul being the vehicle. She was, like, sideswiped by a van and both cars, like, spinning out of control, that sort of thing. It looked a lot worse than it was. So I stop and I get out. I run over to the soul because it was the closest. And you got this there, and she is freaking out. So I jump on the phone and I call 911, and I'm out there and I'm giving them all my info and giving them the info on the scenario, you know, what happened in the accident and all of that. I wasn't involved. I just, you know, witnessed the whole thing. And so I'm on my phone and all of a sudden it dies, just kills right dead. And I'm looking at my phone. I'm like, wow. And I'm normally pretty good at keeping my phone charged. It's always on a charger wherever I'm at. And I've come to find out it wasn't dead. iPhone, and I have the new iPhone 6, they just cannot handle the cold, man. They are not for North Dakotans in the wintertime, apparently. And I am a huge, you know, Apple guy. So that fact, coupled with the wind chill values of 40 to 50 below, keep your iPhone in your pocket because it ain't going to work outside of your pocket. Anyway, 855-217-76 as we kick off a brand new year of the Common Sense Club. And to go with this brand new year that we're kicking off, there's tons of great events that are going on this month and next month. Outside of the fact that a pretty cool guy, a group of guys anyway, now that I'm thinking about it, were born in February, and we have some pretty cool events going on in February. Yours truly was born on the first day of that glorious month that is February. So keep that in mind. a couple of other things that you should keep in mind is Congress reconvenes tomorrow. We're going to have a new Congress. What should our priorities be? What should the focus be? Do you have any predictions? These and other questions I'm going to be asking Ellen Ratner and Blanquita Cullum in the very next segment. And I want your opinion on that also. 855-217-76, extension 2. Get you live on air and into the conversation. Something else I want your opinion on, and you can go to my social media, Common Sense Club radio show, or you can also visit me on my personal page. It's all politics. I don't do like selfie shots or foodie or anything like that. Everything that I do is centered around politics. So, but I also want to get your take on, so I think it was Sunday on Fox and Friends, Louis Gohmert announced that he will run for Speaker of the House, and he's going to challenge the current Speaker, and we all know as John Boehner, spineless Boehner, some of us would say, but that's beside the point. That is beside the point. Louis Gohmert told Tucker Carlson that folks in Congress say that they would vote for someone other than Boehner, but they have no option. And I remember last week when asked, Kevin Cramer said about the same thing. I remember a conversation and a caller called in and said, hey, you going to vote for Boehner? And Cramer said, you know, I would love to vote. I think the name Trey Gowdy came up, and he was like, I've spoken with Trey Gowdy. He doesn't want the job, and I know that. Trey Gowdy is like, you know, who needs that headache? But now, I'd love to get Kevin Cramer's response to two Republicans throwing their hats in the ring. I mean, it's not just Trey Gowdy. Well, not Trey Gowdy. My goodness, I have Gowdy on the brain right now. Louis Gohmert. Louis Gohmert is throwing his hat in the ring. And also, Ted Yoho, a Republican from Florida, has also thrown his hat into the ring. So I'd be interested to know, you know, especially with these new developments, and they just over the wires on Sunday, I'd be interested to know how Kevin Cramer would vote now. Would he consider now, you know, voting for someone other than John Boehner? And in my humble opinion, especially when you're looking at the poll numbers and looking at the victory, even though a lot of the establishment Republicans, they're not attributing the victory to like Tea Party guys and gals or folks that want a constitutional republic reestablished and that sort of thing. They think folks are just enamored with the GOP because they're such an awesome party. I happen to think that we wanted a change, and this is how we enacted that change. But, you know, I'm sitting there and I'm thinking, especially you got two of the fine folks throwing their hats into the ring, I would be interested to know how Kevin Cramer plans to vote. Does this change, you know, the paradigm any? Does this change his take or the speaker seat and who's running for that, who he's going to vote for? Does this change his vote in any way? I'd love to get that. And hopefully on Wednesday when we have the radio town hall, someone will ask him that. Here come the freshmen, Congress's newest class. And even though Congress, the approval rating hovers right around 15%, right around there, there's a group of folks that are very excited about this institution, which is Congress. And that's all those new lawmakers that are going up there and plan on, I mean, they have fire in their eyes and patriotism in their heart. They're going to get up there. They're going to change things, right? I want to get your opinion on that. How do you feel? Do you think we're going to have any meaningful change as we usher in all these freshmen? I'm optimistic. I am hoping we start steering the ship back to the right, because we have been tracking left for a very long time. And I agree with some folks that, you know, a hard jolt to the right probably won't be the best thing. It will divide this country quicker than Al Sharpton. Seriously. But we do need a steady trek back to the right. And hopefully, with these freshmen, that's what we're going to get. I want you guys and gals to stay tuned for my conversation with Ellen Ratner and Blanky the Cullum, and that's coming up on the other side of this break. And if there's anything that you hear that floats your boat, cheeses your grits, trips your trailer, anything like that, I want you to pick up the phone and dial 855-200-1776, extension 2, get you live, on air, and into the conversation. And I am going to, before the show is done, give you a host of events that are coming up, and I want to see you there. We'll be right back with Ellen Ratner, Blanky the Cullum, news from the left and the right. Stay tuned.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You know, the words free and Mercedes-Benz don't often go together. But we've teamed up with my friends at Valley Imports for one heck of a deal. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hinnon. I've had the honor and pleasure of driving a Mercedes-Benz lately, doing a little test driving for some of our fine listeners, especially that GL class. Wow, is that an SUV? And when you're in the Bakken, you want a safe vehicle. That's a safe vehicle. So's the ML, the C-Class, the E-Class. No matter what you're looking for, go to valleyimports.com. Don't find what you're looking for. They'll get it for you. But here's the free part. You mentioned my name. You buy a Mercedes-Benz with Valley Imports, they're going to give you 2 years of free maintenance. Plus, you get the 24/7 service. If it breaks down, they're coming to you. You can't beat a deal like that. They'll find what you're looking for, you'll get the best price, and you know what? You'll be safe. What's that worth? ValleyImports.com or call 888-928-7431 or online at ValleyImports.com. Tell them Scott sent you.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back to the first show of the brand new year, 2015. First Common Sense Club show in 2015, right here, right now. And on the phone, I have Blaine Keita Cullum, and we're working on Ellen. We're working on her right now to get her on the phone. She's a busy gal. So how was your new year, Blaine Keita?
Oh, excellent. I mean, wonderful new year, and I feel like it's going to be a great 2015.
I do, too. I'm very optimistic, as a matter of fact. And we got this new crop of freshman congressmen coming in, and they got all this fire in their eyes and this patriotism in their heart, and I am riding that tide. I'm very, very optimistic. Are you?
Well, I'm optimistic. It's going to be interesting. You have a couple of members of Congress, one from Texas, Mr. Gohmert, is going to go after Boehner's seat. And
yep.
I don't know that he'll get it, because I think that Boehner, like Pelosi, still manages to hold sway over a significant number of members. But I think it's interesting that 60% of the people, the Republicans, that say the Republicans in this country, say they'd like to see a change. They're not confident in Boehner.
Yeah, see, and that's where I'm at. I think, and our own Congressman Kramer, last week on What's On Your Mind, on another program on these airwaves, said that, you know, a caller asked him, you know, are you going to vote for Boehner for Speaker? And he says, you know, right now he's like the only guy running. And, you know, someone said Trey Gowdy, and he says Trey Gowdy has expressed no interest, and as a matter of fact said he did not want the headache. We have now Ted Yoho of Florida and Lou
right.
Gohmert, who both have thrown their hats into the ring, and they really do put their political career on the line by doing so.
Well, yes and no. Yes and no. If you get a significant number of people that support either one of those two members, then Boehner cannot look like he's going to be a spoiler and then try to ruin their careers by limiting their ability to get positions in these significant committees. On the other hand, he will find some other way to send retribution to him. However, now you know these two guys, and especially the guy from Texas, who has emerged from obscurity, okay? Now he gets his name out there. And let's say Boehner goes crazy and he decides to put him out there in political limbo and not let him be a participant. He's going to have a bigger voice. He's going to position himself to be the one that a lot of the stations will go to. He'll be able to write articles that people will read. He starts elevating his own power position on the chessboard. So for him, you know, it's a risky position. But remember, you have a lot of power players from Texas.
Right.
And you have guys like you've got John Cornyn, who's from Houston, who's now the majority whip in the United States Senate. So it's how the pieces are aligned on the board and who's protecting whom, and to figure out, you know, is it worth the risk? Can he take the risk? Is he going to be protected? Will he fall? Will he rise? Will he emerge more powerful? And if he does, then he's still a force that Boehner has to contend with.
Ah. Good point. Good point.
You have to assess these things a bit deeper than most people do, because most people will look at it just as a power play. There's a lot of things at stake there. And then if he backs off and makes nice, what does he get?
I don't know. If he backs off and one thing, Lou Gohmert is pretty big.
Does he have a committee? Does he have some issue where he wants to look like he's been given, you know, a golden ticket because he came to the table and he made nice with this guy,
right,
with Boehner? I mean, people need to learn how to really play politics. It is not just black and white.
And I understand that. I don't think a lot of folks understand that, especially in politics, man, there is so much more behind the scenes that go on. And you're right. It's not just black and white. It's not as simple as, you know, yay or nay a lot of the time.
Who does this guy, Gohmert, have in his camp, okay?
I know he has a lot of conservatives in his camp.
He may have players there. I mean, believe me, he's not just struck out here like an idiot. He seems like a pretty smart man. Does he have people who have a good track record? Does he have anybody that's got any history that has his own? Remember, they all have their own numbers of allies when it goes to a vote, okay? So right. Does he have maybe, he's got a group of 15 people that say he votes with him, okay? Who do they control? Whose votes do they hold in their pocket? You know, on committees, right. On issues. So you have a lot at stake here because right now these guys are not going to take a back seat and just only be ruled by Boehner. They can't afford to do that when so much is at stake when they have the House and the Senate in Republican hands. Boehner does not have an easy ride. And what does Boehner have in his closet that's compromising him from being such a strong conservative? Because that was what he was when he started and how he got elected. So there is a lot at play here.
Right. And just in case you're just joining us, we're talking about the new freshman class, 58 freshmen coming this week. That's 43 Republicans, 15 Democrats. The GOP majority is 246 members, I believe, and that's the most since the Great Depression. And we're talking about the Speaker of the House. There are two new folks that have thrown their hats into the ring, and that's Ted Yoho from Florida, Louie Gohmert from Texas, and was just chatting with Blanquita about her thoughts on that, and now we have Ellen Ratner, and I'd love to get your opinion or predictions or what you think the priorities should be with this
Boehner
brand
wins
new...
hands down, and he does control... Even though he's going to have Tea Party people objecting to him, like Blanquita said, he does control the agenda, and he will control the agenda, and that is what's going to happen.
Okay. So you don't see these challengers as putting up much of a challenge? Even Congress, their approval
rating
is... You know,
what happens is they get in there with all these highfalutin ideas, and yes, they do have to please the voters, but what they can do is Boehner can say, okay, you guys can vote against me as long as I have the votes to pass the legislation, and that's what he's going to do.
I think, though, it would be a mistake for the GOP and for Boehner not to listen to the will of the folks. I just do. And I think that especially when you have this consensus, I mean, this was a big win for the GOP. And it wasn't just dyed-in-the-wool Republicans. It was a lot of Democrats that felt disenfranchised. There was a lot of Tea Party folks, a lot of libertarians, a lot of folks that held their nose. So I think that they would be very well served by listening to their constituents. Thank you, Ellen. Thank you, Blanquita.
Thank
you to the folks that have called in. Just hang on the line. I'll get to you right after this break. Stay tuned. Common Sense Club will be right back.
Award-winning Nobel Prize nominee Dr. Joel Wallach will be speaking January 7th at Faith Tabernacle Church, 2025 4th Street, North Minneapolis, and January 8th, Shiloh Temple, 1201 West Broadway Avenue, North Minneapolis. For more information, call 763-291-5052 or 763-221-8432. That's 763-291-5052 or 763-221-8432.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories.
But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Hey everyone, I'm having lots of fun with my new Ghost 80% AR-15. This baby shoots like a dream. Hey, thanks, Guns80.com. You know, friends ask me all the time why I wanted a Ghost AR-15. That's easy. You see, my buddy Mark kept telling me that I'd better go to Guns80.com to get myself a Ghost AR-15 before they outlawed them. I thought he was just paranoid, so I ignored him. Well, at first. But then I started hearing government media types talking about making guns illegal, about the president signing on to a UN treaty that could take my gun rights away. You know, it really bugged me. So I dug in, I did the research, and I realized that Mark was right all along. I know now that having an unregistered Ghost AR-15 is the right answer. I'm a proud 80% Ghost AR-15 convert. You should be too. The answer is really simple. Get your Ghost AR-15 at GunsAD.com. The big sale is on right now. Go to GunsAD.com. That's GunsAD.com. Guns80.com.
Freshmen are coming. The freshmen are coming. I feel a little bit like Paul Revere. Here come the freshmen. It's Congress's newest class. Congress has an approval rating right around 15%. Sometimes it's lower than that. Sometimes it's much lower than that. But there's a new excitement because we have a ton of freshmen, 58 to be exact. And they're going to be, tomorrow, Congress is going to reconvene and they're going to be able to get their feet wet and that sort of thing. It's 43 Republicans, 15 Democrats, pushing this GOP majority to 246 members, the most since the Great Depression. So there's a lot of excitement. And in the Senate, 13 new lawmakers, all but one of them Republican. They're going to be sworn in. And that's going to flip the control of the chambers of the GOP with a 54-vote majority. How excited are you? Or are these freshmen going to get in there and the glitz and the glamour and, you know, it's just going to, you know, have them all shell-shocked and Boehner has already greased enough palms to ensure it. I'm not going to go down that road. I'll get depressed. I don't want to do that. First show of the new year of 2015, and I want it to be on a high note. So I'm going to go to my friend Gordy out in Fargo to keep the energy up. How you doing, Gordy? What's on your mind?
Hey, Leon. I, like you, am very excited about this whole thing, and I think that it's if these people, the representatives and senators, listen to the electorate rather than their advisors, like the person who was just speaking talked about. Whenever I hear somebody talk about advisors to politicians, it makes me think of that scene in Star Wars where the guy's standing up there in the middle of the Senate, and he's got this person whispering in his ear that was sent there by the Sith Lord to influence him to make the right decision for, you know, the coming change or whatever. And to me, if these representatives would stop listening to the Sith Lord all the time and start listening to the people that elected them to their office, they might actually have a higher approval rating than 15%. So,
man, I love my listeners. Anytime you could roll politics into Star Wars and make it work, you're aces in my book, man. That's pretty awesome. But you're spot on.
It's so scary. I mean, you look at all these talking heads that are there trying to influence all these people, whether it be the bought off people. I can't think of the name of them now. And Dorgan's wife and all these people that were are bought off by different companies to go in there and try and influence these senators. There's so much noise in Washington that they can't hear the people that elected them when they're trying to figure out what to do. And it's so scary. My sister goes to Washington quite often, and I swear to God, she just should not drink the water while she's out there, because there's something in the water in Washington that turns these people's brains into mush.
I think the further these folks get from their constituents, the more that the pull of the constituents. I mean, think about this. We just had a landslide election cycle, a victory for the GOP, and I think it wasn't so much that we were enamored by Boehner and the like. I think, as a matter of fact, in spite of folks like that, the establishment elites, we held our noses and we said we got to pull this ship to the right some, and we voted in overwhelming numbers. I think in most part it was against President Obama, the liberal agenda, the track to the left that even our own GOP has been going on here. We took a stand. We elected conservatives and a truly historic landslide victory. But now the hard work begins. The establishment elite in both parties are furious that Tea Party folks and conservatives and libertarians have voted to keep this country to the right. And now you got John Boehner, in my opinion, voting for the Cromnibus, which fully funds the Obama agenda, and unilateral executive amnesty, stuff like that, passed in the dark of the night before members could even read it. 60% of Republicans who voted in the last election understand that Boehner represents the status quo. And I think that our freshman congressmen and congresswomen would do well to listen to that, to listen to the constituents, to understand what we want out of our Congress, what we want out of our government, and act accordingly. One of the things that folks like me and a ton of grassroots folks out there are doing, just to make sure that our elected representatives are listening to us, we're having the Converge on the Capitol next week. That's January 12th. Converge on the Capitol. That's the rally at the North Dakota Heritage Center. We're gonna, and that's one of the things we're gonna be talking about. We're gonna be talking about how we stop the federal takeover of local government, stop government agencies from taking over of state and local government, that sort of thing, what we need to do about Common Core. And I think the closer you are to the folks, the more common sense you have. So I'm hoping that these freshmen don't go up there and drink the Kool-Aid like you alluded to, or have the evil Sith Lord in their ear. I'm hoping they reject that and they hold, true to their constituents' wishes. Anything else you want to add, Gordy?
Well, just I think you said that in spite of the Republicans, like Boehner or whatever, and I think it's actually because of the Republicans like Boehner. I think that, the establishment and them, just kind of letting Obama run rampant and do what he wants to do is the reason why we had this landslide election. So,
okay. Got it. So, but I guess what I was saying, the point I was attempting to make was we didn't vote for John Boehner and that crop of GOP because they're doing such a bang-up job. That's not
right.
The message that we were sending. The message that we were sending is, right, hey, we got a Marxist who's getting everything that he wants, so we got to send some troops up to the Hill to try to take over or retake the Hill anyway and try to steer the ship back on the right course. I think that's the point I was trying to make.
Right, yeah, and I understand, and I appreciate the time. Thanks.
Oh, not a problem. 855-200-1776, extension 2, get you live on air and into the conversation. I want to thank Gordy for calling in. And this is my opinion. I think that this landslide election victory, I mean, we have the biggest numbers since the Great Depression. And that's not by accident, and that's not because I'm all doughy-eyed over John Boehner's leadership, because I am not. And if you think I am, you haven't been listening to this show. But the fact of the matter is, we have these freshmen going there. They're going to kick it off tomorrow, and I'm hoping that they listen to the constituents. They listen to us and not to the talking heads that you see on Fox News or the Sith Lord that's going to be in the chamber. And I believe that, as a matter of fact. It's nuts. It seems like the further they get away from their constituents, like if they're from North Dakota, the further they get away from North Dakota and the closer they get to Washington, the more their value set starts to waver and change, and you know, you start wanting to go along to get along, and I'm not down with that. I'm sorry. That's not what I look for in an elected representative. There you go. When I was speaking with Gordy, I made mention of Converge on the Capitol. I really, really want you folks, if you are able, and I know it's a Monday, but pencil it in Monday. Why do I keep saying July? I don't know. Of January 12th, Converge on the Capitol rally. The purpose of this rally is to empower the citizen activists and give you guys a voice in the legislative process. Now, it's going to be held at the North Dakota Heritage Center, and that's across the street from the Capitol building. It's going to kick off at 10 o'clock. Yours truly will be the MC. We have some really great speakers that are going to be speaking on a range of topics like what do we do with Common Core? We have Joy Pullman, who is a research fellow on education policy for the Heartland Institute and managing editor of The Federalist, and that's a web magazine on politics, policy, and culture. She's going to be talking about data mining and Common Core and what we need to do to rein it in, what we need to ask our legislators to keep the data that they're gleaning from our children safe. How do we keep our kids safe? I mean, it is nuts to me, you know, especially with the amount of data breaches. And I brought you a story last week about the Pearson. I'm telling the folks in Minnesota, well, just run your website in an unsecure mode until we get the bugs fixed, the bugs out. And I'm like, are you kidding me? With all the data breaches that we have going on now, the last thing you want is to have a school system uploading tons of data to a national database in unsecure mode. Come on, man. Use a little common sense. John, we have a very, very, like, less than a minute. So I'm going to, if you can, hang on, and after the break, I'll just let you go, if that's okay with you. 855-200-1776, extension 2, get you live on air and into the conversation. And I really want to, I want you, if you call in, to be able to fully vet your point of view. Doesn't matter what your point of view is, let's have a conversation. Right now we're talking about the freshman Congress class. They're going to be rolling up their sleeves, going to work tomorrow. How do you feel about that? Something else, little birdie told me, and I want to get your opinion on this, is Heidi Heitkamp might be eyeing the governor's seat. How do you feel about that? And especially with the shellacking that the Democrats received. How do you feel about that? 855-200-1776. More of the Common Sense Club right after this break.
Hi.
hundreds of our listeners have been in the Miracle Chair. Many of them have purchased the Miracle Chair because it works. Jerry Breyer is here. He's brought the Miracle Chair to North Dakota. You can see it online at MiracleChair.net. You can take a test drive yourself and actually sit in this and feel it work. State-of-the-art massage lounger for the ultimate experience. Jerry, talk about what people tell you about these Miracle Chairs.
Well, you know, we've sold quite a few of them, but it's amazing. The feedback is 100% positive. I've never sold anything where I've had 100% positive. Well, yeah, gold and silver is pretty much 100%. But it's really interesting, particularly with the ladies. They get in that chair and they don't want to get out. Because what the chair does, it massages your feet, your legs, your thighs, your back, your arms, your neck, all at the same time.
Relax to Zero, state-of-the-art design. It's the Miracle Chair. Online at MiracleChair.net or call 701-746-9950, 701-746-9950 today.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I'd prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond Osteo FX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Welcome back, welcome back. This is the Common Sense Club. Stay tuned for what's on your mind following this last segment here. And me and John, we're going to have a conversation following up with Gordy and I were talking about earlier. There's a lot to be excited about. We have a GOP majority. We got the freshmen going to work tomorrow. We got some really cool events going on this month and next month. So, you know, 855-217-76, extension 2 gets you live on air in the conversation. Extension 1, you can leave it on the rant line, and we'll play it later on a later show. So, John, what's on your mind this morning?
Well, you and Gordy were talking about, you know, what happens to people when they go to Washington. I have joked for a long time that we should pull Congress and the national media out of New York City and Congress out of Washington and move them to the center of the United States, which would be geographically become Hawaii and Alaska, would be Bellevue, South Dakota.
Nice.
Get them in the center of the country where the weather's bad once in a while. Maybe they'd get some common sense. I don't know.
I think that a lot of those folks, they suffer from Potomac fever. And I don't know if that's a geographical a disease or something, but they seem to forget about flyover country. I mean, they get up there and they start voting for stuff that we're just like, are you kidding me? Or where did that line of logic come from? And they seem to be pretty common sense folks when they left here, you know? So I agree. I agree. I totally agree. But I say either, if not North Dakota, South Dakota, maybe Kansas, Missouri. No, not Kansas, Missouri. Yeah, let's do that. But
well,
I totally agree.
If you just count the 48 states, then the center would be Lebanon, Kansas.
Right.
Get out in the open. Okay, I'll let you go.
Hey, John, one thing before you go. What do you think, Heitkamp for governor?
You know, from a Democrat standpoint, that's not such a dumb move because I got a feeling our current governor, Dalrymple, could be vulnerable, and I can't tell you why. That's my feeling.
Well, he hasn't indicated yet.
He's no Schaefer, that's for sure.
What's that?
He's no Schaefer, that's for sure.
Wow. Thanks, John, for your input.
Okay, bye-bye.
And there you go. Jack Dalrymple has not indicated yet whether he intends to run, but there is some scuttlebutt out there. As a matter of fact, I think the Grand Forks Herald, the Grand Forks Herald has an article. And you should check it out, that Heitkamp might be eyeing that seat, eyeing a run. And I don't know. I'm sitting here and I'm thinking, you know, they received a pretty good shellacking. The Democrats did anyway. And Jack is a pretty popular guy. He hasn't indicated whether or not he's going to run again, but I think that it would be an uphill battle for Heidi Heitkamp, you know, to be governor of North Dakota. I don't know. How do you feel about that? I think in my humble opinion, it is a very scary thought for Heidi Heitkamp to be governor. No, we got to do whatever we need to do. We need to fight tooth and nail, inch by inch, to make sure that doesn't happen. So I'm hoping this is just rumors. I'm hoping that it doesn't go anywhere. And the Grand Forks Herald is kind of jumping the gun a little bit. Because I don't want to see that. I might have to move. No, I wouldn't move. I would fight. But again, a couple of really cool events. Converge on the Capitol. Spoke about it just in the last segment and in this segment. I really want to get a lot of folks there. You're going to learn how to be a voice, a grassroots. I mean, folks like me and folks like Charlene Nelson and Leah Peterson, my person of the year, and tons of other folks. I mean, and I didn't do justice to the Common Core and ND, Stop Common Core and ND movement. I mean, there are tons of folks behind that movement. None of them have any, like, political capital or anything. They're all grassroots folks. And it started off with I'll take this moniker from Dave Wetzel. it started off with this tiny tribe of folks, and now it's grown. It's huge, as a matter of fact. You can sign a petition to give to the legislators on Monday by going to convergeonthecapitol.com and sign a petition. And they have a host of petitions there. Repeal Common Core, stop the EPA, stop federal entanglement and separation of powers, and a host more. And if you want any other information on this event, Converge on the Capitol, that's Monday, January 12th, 10 o'clock at the North Dakota Heritage Center, and that's right across the street from the Capitol building. Just go to ConvergeOnTheCapitol, all one word, .com, and check it out. Sign the petitions. Stay tuned for Scott Hannon, Todd Mitchell, What's on Your Mind, coming up next. We'll be back tomorrow with more of the Common Sense Club.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts, fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone, so call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.